Simon & Schuster Audio presents Where Did You Get This Number? A Pollster's Guide to Making Sense of the World by Anthony Salvanto. Read by the author.
Chapter 1, The Seen and the Unseen. At 2:52 a.m. on election night, at the CBS News decision desk, I reached for the intercom button with my left hand and told the broadcast control room we were ready. What had once seemed unlikely was now certain. I was staring at big monitors filled with numbers, at vote reports coming in from Pennsylvania. The polls had closed 7 hours ago, and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were still less than a point apart. We weren't really sure those reports were finished, but now we knew we'd seen enough of them. Enough to know for sure what was happening. Figuring out just what enough is, that's always the hard part on nights like this. With my right hand, I pulled up a small menu on the screen, and then a little gray box that's been deliberately tucked away in a spot where it can only be pushed on purpose. It has the W in it, for win. "We're calling Pennsylvania for Trump," I said into the headset. My click signaled graphics to light up the state in red on the big U.S. map. It sent the state's electoral votes over into the Republican column and pushed Trump's count over the 270 he needed, which is why we'd been so focused on Pennsylvania for the last hour. I need to be right on every call, but I really need to be right on the one that decides everything. And, projecting the presidency with it, I followed. Donald Trump, elected. The name Decision Desk is newsroom slang for what's really a long U-shaped set of tables behind the anchors here in CBS's Studio 57, the hub of our election night coverage. If you watch the show, you can see those tables stacked with computers and the monitors that we're squinting at all night as data feeds stream in with vote results from every corner of the country. There's a big lighted sign hanging over it that reads Decision. And from here, my small cadre of pollsters and professors and I call the races for the network. Who's leading, who's trailing, who wins, and who loses across 50 states, hundreds of contests, 130 million votes. There were times in past years when the desk was hidden out of sight in a different room with no cameras, let alone any big lighted signs, and known only by its proclamations of who won. But I love that we're out here in the main studio, where the viewers can see and hear from us as the night rolls along. These are, after all, their votes we're looking at. In Studio 57, there is no offstage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?